Let's talk about the one thing that's burning through school systems faster than we care to admit. Teacher burnout. I'm not talking about the buzzword kind. I'm talking about the real, soul-grinding kind that leaves passionate, talented educators questioning if it's even worth staying at all. I've spent the last year visiting schools across the country, urban, rural, charter, public, you name it. And no matter where I go, I hear the same thing over and over again. Here are the five biggest reasons teachers are burning out. But for each, here's a few thoughts on what we can actually do to shift the system. Okay, so let's get into five fixes that can save teachers today, not 10 years from now. RAND data shows that teachers work 53 plus hours a week. And most of that, it's admin junk that doesn't even improve learning. Oh man. I remember thinking constantly that I needed to come up with another way to give out information to teachers because I was just so aware that they were overwhelmed with admin busy work. Here's a couple of things I would do. Go digital, first of all, if you're not. Automate your grading system if you haven't. Kill the pointless paperwork altogether. Sure, this is a great start, but what you really also need to do is fuse in personal communication as well. Because if you just go digital, then it goes from everything being on paper to everything digital. And that's pretty much the same thing. But personal communication is very different. Because it's been such a long time, and we all experienced a giant pandemic, let me explain what I mean. These are things such as stopping by a classroom, or going to see a teacher during an event, or their prep. The actual act of walking down the hall from your office to see that person and then talking to them really works best. And if you don't have time, that's a bigger problem that leaders can fix very quickly with check-ins. And scheduling these check-ins alleviate the importance of your need to meet because you meet all the time. Does that make sense? The logic is very simple there. Administrators, here's a piece of advice. Audit your teachers' workloads during this check-in time if possible, and find the real time wasters and help them, support them, cut them out. Here's another point for you. Pay teachers what they deserve. Only 36% of teachers believe that they're paid fairly. So no wonder why they want to leave. Talk about the root of all complaints. But we all know this, right?
And you know this, man.
If only 36% of teachers believe that they're being paid fairly, we're all exposed to the 64% of the rest of them. And so here's some solutions for you. Most leaders don't realize the impact that advocating for teachers have. Start an advocacy campaign by speaking to parents and celebrating staff, sharing the message with your school board on the data of competitive salaries, which equals better retention, versus the amount spent to rehire and the impact this often has on academics. Link it back to the kids. It does logically connect. I have done this in my district and showed that comparison to the board, and that has worked to increase our salary chart. Point number three, build collaborative communities, you guys. Burnout thrives in isolation, but it dies in community. One of the best solutions that I've seen here with this is when schools set up PLCs, professional learning communities. These create safe spaces where teachers share wins, trade strategies, and lift each other up. This isn't even a trend anymore. It's an absolute must. Tip number four, and highly overlooked, invest in teacher mental health. Teachers face far more stress than nearly any other job, especially when we're trained to be expert learners, yet spend so much time on social and emotional wellness to create solid foundations for healthy relationships and learning to even exist at all. But without the same amount of training that we all had to be expert teachers, same expectations. But the PD is the extent for which we prepare our staff, not lengthy degrees and certification programs. Knowing this, how are you as a leader supporting the social and emotional wellness of your teachers? I have recently seen some schools bring in wellness coaches, and the coach gets great exposure to the teachers, and for a free session, You'd be surprised what ambitious wellness coaches will do. Set boundaries for after-hours emails and all communications. Make it known that if it's after 5, it better be on fire. However, in all seriousness, what if you give teachers access to real counseling services? The old Ted Lasso trick, where players had round-the-clock psychologists all at their disposal to get their minds right so they could play better. What's really different with the school example? Okay, so point 5, train your administration to lead with heart. Here's the kicker on that one. Teachers don't leave jobs. They really just leave bad relationships. I definitely lost a teacher in my 3rd year as principal. He was the one that got away. I was redoing all that was needed to be fixed with our salary scales and contracts, and a teacher left without informing me of his current pay situation. At the time, I just wasn't looking at all the teachers, where they were on the scale, thinking that there was even a reason to look at that. Who has that time? But I started to every year after this teacher came and resigned and went to a competitive school because of the salary difference. I made this a ritual of reviewing the teacher's salary scale position, determining where they are on that scale and looking at their education and training to see if that was correct. I never had that happen since. I don't blame that teacher, even though you might be thinking, how could that be my fault? Point being, train your principals and administrators in empathy-based leadership. I do know that teacher worked super hard and definitely deserved to get paid whatever they were supposed to get paid. Remembering that everyone's got something going on in addition to that is just important. Remember that everyone sees the world through their own perspective, their own 2 eyes, right? And so once you remember that everybody sees things through their own perspective and everybody has something going on, that is the basis for having empathy to move forward with them. Another thing you could do is just ask teachers what they need, going back to that whole check-ins point, but actually listen to them. I can't say it enough, team. Conduct check-ins with your staff to determine how they're doing, what they're working on, and how you can support both of these points. These are quick meetings and they're scheduled. Once conducted, you'll be so proactive, your schedule will free right up. You see, burnout isn't just a personal problem. It's a system problem. And the good news is, systems can be re-engineered. I've worked in some schools where this is what I had to do to turn the systems around. And if I can help you do the same at your site or with your staff, just email me, joe@travelprincipal.com. Smash that bell, subscribe, you guys, if you would, please. Join me here every week. I'm Joe Clausi, the Traveling Principal. We're flipping education on its head, saving our teachers. Thank you all for listening.